Hey gang, how y'all doing?
Good,
good. You guys are in for a bit of a treat this week. I know I usually bullshit our sessions, but you have to admit, when I actually plan for a change, it's actually generally a good time. Or a bad one, depending on how smart you guys decide to be that day. No, I'm still not going to apologize for three of you dying in the third session. I did everything I could in that situation. I stepped in as a DM, gave the current, hey, maybe you guys should remember that there's a good chance your character can actually die in this campaign message, and then you still decided to fight a level 20 sorcerer and a level 20 barbarian at level 3. Hell no, I'm not sorry. Dude, they didn't even want to fight you in the first place. Y'all deserve that shit. Okay. Settle down, let's hop into it. Last time we left off, the party was walking down a relatively abandoned alley when they found an intricate door with an ornate but broken knocker. After about an hour or so of work, you guys managed to fix the display, and once you knocked on the door, it swung open, revealing a dark stone room. As you walked further in, you found the person lying against a cold floor. Our cleric immediately went to his side, and the others had just followed in. I don't think I missed anything. Okay, cool. Let's get into it then. As the rest of the party crosses through the threshold, a thick stone slab moves in front of the door and leaves everyone in inky blackness, impossible to see through. Anyone with dark vision can kind of make out a massive appendage slowly making its way up from the back of the person that our cleric is kneeling near, but everyone can see as it wraps its arms around it, as six sconces that you hadn't noticed before suddenly light up with a flickering flame. The appendage constricts around her body, and as the lights come on, you hear a massive hissing noise as well. Anyone who wants to can make an intelligence or perception check. Okay, anyone who beat a 15 can tell that it's getting harder to breathe the longer you stand in this room. Anyone who beat a 20 intelligence can tell that you have just about 7 rounds until something bad happens. I need everyone to roll initiative. Oh, shit. Huh? Yeah, I'm okay. I'm so cool right now. I just forgot I was, doing something today. No, we don't need to reschedule. I can just do it while we play. Okay. What did everyone get? Yeah, just a d20 plus your, plus your dex. Cool. So a 17 from our bard, an 8 from the cleric, 11 from the warlock, and what about you, babe? 23. Got it. Okay, y'all figure out what you want to do. I'm gonna mute myself for a bit and go through my notes. So please figure out how not to die. Holy fuck. You know what? No. Fuck this. Hey, babe. I'm going to move you to the Whisper chat. I have a question about a few of your subclass abilities that I forgot to ask you about earlier. Yeah. Yep. Your subclass abilities. I said what I said. We'll be right back, gang. Are you fucking crazy? No, really. I want to know if you've lost your mind. That was so not cool. Oh my god. Holy shit. Babe, wait, I can't. No, babe. I haven't forgotten who's in charge. You are. You do. You own this pussy. I can't do this in front of our friends. Please. I think it's getting to be a bit too much, babe. No, I don't want to stop. I just don't want to do it like that again. Do you think I could come now? And then you can come over after the session and do whatever you want to me then. Of course you want me to beg. What? No, nothing. I didn't say anything. Okay. Okay. Please? Oh, baby, please. You know how much I need this. I'm so fucking wet. I think I've soaked my panties. Honestly, I'm surprised the vibrator hasn't slid out yet. But, please? Make me come. I want to be so good for you, darling. Fuck, thank you. Fuck, thank you. Oh my god. I was so scared that I was gonna give this up. You know, I totally did tell Lauren that we bought that app-controlled vibrator. Yeah, gee, you would have totally figured this out. And then I'd have to TPK all of you guys just out of embarrassment so I wouldn't have to meet with them weekly. Fuck yeah. I think that's totally fair. fuck, baby, I need more, please. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, yes. Yes, 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 thank you, yes, yes, yes. Fuck, fuck, can I touch myself? Please. Oh, please, baby, I need to, please. Oh god, will you let me? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Fuck. Oh my god, I love you. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby, I'm here. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna come. Yeah, I am. Please. Fuck, don't stop. Oh my god, please make me come. Oh my god, I wanna be so good for you. Send you pictures of my wet little pussy when we're done. Just like you fucking adore. Please. So please, make me come. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god, 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 oh my god. So fucking good. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. Damn. I'm gonna have to sit in this mess for like 2 hours now. Oh yeah, you sound pretty freaking proud of yourself. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna move you back to the main chat and collect myself, so you better build a good cover for us, Mr. Monk. Yeah, it's all up to you, babes. Okay, I do love you, but I actually do have to look at some notes. Go mingle, and I will rejoin the call in a sec. Okay? Okay. Love you. Okay, bye.